Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ed Bouchette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Ed's brought to you by YCL Law Firm. How are you today, Ed?
Just fine, Joe. Thank you. Hi, Ron.
Edward?
Two old friends getting back together here, but let me jump in with the opening question, Ed, and that is, how would you appraise Ben's performance? He was a little hard on himself for the other day. I thought he was very good. Not as good as he could be, perhaps, but very good. What did you think?
I thought as well, Joe, and, you know, he had two new offensive linemen in front of him, still with a rookie receiver that he is, you know, he's starting to connect with. I thought he looked good. I mean, Ben was down on his two big passes, the one to Claypool and the one to Deontay Johnson. And I thought they were both terrific. The one to Johnson, he was rolling to his right and had to kind of throw across his body toward the center and hit him as he was crossing through the end zone rather well. And that's a tough pass to make. And Claypool praised him for the pass he threw to him. Of course, a rookie is going to praise the 38-year-old quarterback, I would think. But nevertheless, what I saw looked good.
Yeah, if the kid's smart, he's going to praise his quarterback, right?
Yeah, right.
I get what Ben was saying. The one to Johnson was a little bit behind him. It was a tough throw. But the one to Claypool, I thought, how does he make that throw better? He can't, can he? I mean, I didn't think so.
And he answered some questions that there were still some doubters about him going deep, too, Ron. I mean, that came from the 16. I don't know where he stood when he threw it, let's say the 10. And he caught it at the Steeler 47. What's that? That's close to 50 yards, right? Close.
Yep.
40. Anyway.
Ed, what do you make, or what are we to make of this running game right now? I think they're the only team in the league that has a 100-yard rusher each of the first 2 weeks. On the other hand, they're 14th overall in rushing. It's sort of a weird analysis right now. What do you think of the state of the running game?
Well, the only concern I would have if I'm coaching a team, Joe, is the fumbles by Benny Snell. I mean, Connors looked all right, you know, and Snell, I think, has looked really good, except for the Ford's Theater 2 fumbles, you know, Mrs. Lincoln. I'd like to see a little more Jalen Samuels, too. I think they can work him in. And, you know, the rookie McFarland dressed for the first time last week but didn't get in on offense. I'm not saying I think they should use him, but I'd like to see what he has.
Ed, Tomlin was asked your level of concern about Snell's fumbles, and he goes, I don't know what my level is, but I'm concerned. And I know they're not going to give up on the kid yet, but he's got to hold on to the ball, doesn't he? I mean, it's got to start to become an issue here if he fumbles again.
Well, we've seen that, Ron, here and there. I mean, him, Mike Tomlin, benching backs who fumbled, and they would not see the ball again in the game. Now, he hasn't done that with James Conner in the past. He's had a couple crucial fumbles, but he really didn't have, I don't think, much of an alternative at the time. So, yeah, backs can't fumble. You know, I just wrote this that, you know, Jerome Bettis was not known for fumbling, but could have had the biggest fumble of his career if, you know, Ben Roethlisberger doesn't make that tackle and they don't hold on for the victory in Indianapolis in that playoff game. So, and Le'Veon Bell was known for not fumbling, but then he started fumbling later in his time here. You know, whether they, I've seen backs, I'm trying to remember the last one, I think this Isaac Redmond, one of those guys, carry a ball around all the time during the week.
Ed Bouchette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Ed, realizing they still only play with one football, are there guys on this offense whose role you'd like to see increase? And I'm thinking, a lot of people seem to think Ebron should get more action, and Claypool is obviously staking a claim.
Yeah, that'll develop. And I mean, I hate to sound like what Mike Tomlin did yesterday, but it is early, and they are, you know, maybe not feeling their way, but it's too small a sample to put any judgment on it yet. I think, Joe, I think you'll see him throw more to the tight ends. Hey, Vance McDonald 2 years ago looked like he was going to be a real find as a receiver, and he's kind of disappeared both last year, and of course he had some injuries, and the first couple games was he had two catches for a few yards. You know, and they paid a lot of money to that fullback. It's looking like they paid a lot of money for the special teams part of Derek Watt and not the fullback.
Ed, the defense has been outstanding, made big plays when they had to, but should they at all be concerned? Man, it seemed like Devin Bush was following those tight ends around a lot of the time the other day and not real close in the same area code. Should they be concerned about that moving forward?
Well, he better play better for what they, you know, gave up to get him and moving up. You know, he was supposed to be, you know, the next Ryan Shazier, if you will. And we haven't seen that in the first two games, that's for sure. Joe Hayden hasn't. I think he's looked a little slow. That's got to be a little concern. Now, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's schemes, and maybe it's their pass rushes, and not maybe by blitzing. They blitz more than any other team in the league. Maybe they're not getting a lot of help back there. And speaking of not getting help back there, what's Minka done in two games?
Ed, special teams I wanted to get to for a moment. Deontay Johnson is just electrifying as a punt returner when he catches the ball.
When he catches the ball.
And Chase Claypool is just a monster on special teams. So I wonder what your stance is on regular players, especially high-impact players, and it looks like Claypool will be one of those, also playing special teams. You all right with it?
Yes. James Harrison played on special teams well into his career, Joe, and it didn't seem to affect him, his play on defense. You know, I don't know that you want to see Bud Dupree out there at 270 pounds, and I might not put Watt out there, but yeah, I'm okay with that. New England has done that forever, you know, put a lot of starters out there. So, I guess they have to pick and choose, but Mike has never been a big one on putting his frontline guys on special teams.
Ed, I got to ask you, you mentioned Dupree. I don't know that I can ever remember a player who took so long to get going and then started to soar when he got going. What he has done these last 2 years, well, last year and then two games this year, just amazing to me. Can you remember anybody like that took into his fourth or fifth year to really figure it out?
Well, in a different way, Ron, the guy I just mentioned, James Harrison. But we didn't see that because he was cut so many times, you know, and wasn't playing. Here, they played Bud. He was a first-round pick. They had to. And we saw, you know, he came under criticism, if you will, because he didn't seem to develop quick enough. But, most of the time when that happens, there's an injury or something that holds a guy back. That's a – And I'm trying to think back, Ron, even way back to the 70s. Maybe Lynn Swann. He didn't come on real quick other than a punt returner because they had some other receivers there as well. But and you could say the same thing for Stallworth. That's a different era, though. Right off the top of my head, James Harrison's really the only one I can think of.
Speaking Brett of going Kiesel, way
it
back.
Took him, it took Brett Kiesel about 3 years, I think, before he even started a game. But again, he was a seventh-round draft pick, too.
Well, another first-round guy, Ed, that it took a lot of time was Cam. You know, I remember a lot of people thought Cam was right. A bust early on, and I remember Kiesel going crazy, like, how can you people call this guy a bust?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. And, Ron, they're still waiting for Darryl Sims. And a few others.
Ed, we can finish with this. Speaking of going way back, the passing of Gale Sayers at 77, your thoughts?
He was it's too bad he got hurt. If he'd have played in modern times, those injuries may not have been severe. They'd have been able to fix them with better medicine now, better surgeries. You know, they didn't even have the arthroscope back then. But what a sleek running back and return man. I remember him as a return man. I never covered any of his games. I saw him on TV as a kid. When I was a kid, and it was just such a short career. The only thing, he made the Hall of Fame, deserving so. Now everybody wants to use him when a guy plays 5 or 6 years to say, yeah, but Gale Sayers made it. I'm sorry, that guy ain't Gale Sayers.
Hey, Joe, let me finish with a question for Ed. What did you think of, Ed? Did it take you back when you heard about Tyrod Taylor, the team doctor, stabbing him in the lung, trying to give him a pain-killing injection the other day? Did that bring back any memories for you?
Well, I remember Tyrod Taylor when he was in Buffalo, right? With Jerome, right?
Right. He missed the game. Missed the playoff game because of that, remember?
The playoff game. He was getting a shot for his, I think, ankle?
Groin.
Groin, okay. And then he came out, and then he was crying in the locker room because he knew he couldn't play. And I think that was against Baltimore, wasn't it?
It was. And Fu ended up playing, and they won the game. But Jerome, I'll never forget that. And that's what I thought about the instant I heard about this Tyrod Taylor thing.
Well, you know, it's not all perfect. You know, that stuff's not all perfect. Sometimes it goes awry.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, fellas.
There he goes. There he goes, Ed Bouchette.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.